Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek morning prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. To bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life. So as we take three deep breaths in, let us be mindful, let us be intentional, that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. So as you inhale, lower your diaphragm, extend your stomach, and breathe in that life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. As we take our second deep breath in, bring your attention into your heart cave. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional to be present for the next 9 or so minutes. Not concerned about what we have to do for the rest of the day or anything else that's trying to grab for our attention. Inhale. Hold. Gently. Release. This morning I'd like to share with you the first few stanzas from Psalm 78 for Psalms from Praying, an invitation to wholeness, Nancy Mell. Listen well, O peoples of the earth, to inner promptings of the Spirit. Let silence enter your house, that you may hear. For within your heart, love speaks, not with words of deceit, but of spiritual truth to guide you upon the paths of peace. Do not hide this from your children. Teach of the inward voice, and help all generations to listen in the silence, that they may know the beloved and be free to follow the precepts of love. For the spirit of truth is written upon our open hearts, that we might share the divine plan and model to the children love's way as we have been shown. That each new generation might honor silence, the children yet unborn. Therein lies the hope of the future, to live as co-creators with the great Creator. Do not Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator Source of all that is, as we enter into the silence, knowing that only in the silence can we hear the still, small voice that is Spirit, ever whispering, ever guiding, ever directing us. As we come into this moment to be still, and know that I am God in the midst of each and every one of us, to know that we are expressions of your divine nature. So as we accept, embody, and embrace this truth, let us express it in all our interactions. Let us daily and moment to moment be truly the conduit for your life that quickens, that energizes, that renews, that replenishes, that restores. And as we allow this energy to quicken and enliven us, as we go out into the world, may all those whom we encounter experience God as us. And may we, as we encounter each and every individual, behold God as them. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator Source of all that is. In a world at this time that seems so fragmented, so separate from one another and from you, let us enter into the silence and remember the truth of our being. Let us enter into the silence and remember whose we are and who we are. Let us enter into the silence and remember that peace is at the center of our being. Let us enter into the silence and remember that love is the reason for our being. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to spend this time with you, consciously aligned with the truth, consciously aligning with who we are, consciously aligning with all that is. As we breathe in the silence, as we breathe in this truth, as we breathe in the awareness that we are life itself, let us take this into our day. Let us go forth, moving, having our being, experiencing your presence. And just for this moment, we let silence permeate in and through and as us. Divine Beloved, we hold in our hearts all that is happening in this world at this time. All that is not right. All that we are doing that is affecting our planet and the other sentient beings upon which we are caretakers for. We're sending forth love. We're sending forth compassion. We're sending forth peace. And ask that we be radiating beacons of compassion, of love and peace wherever we may go. For your infinite grace. For your eternal blessing. For your endless mercy, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen.
Amen.
And so if you repeat after me, our prayer of intention. The light of God I am.
The light of God I am.
Within and without.
Within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
The love of God I am.
The love of God I am.
I am. Within and without.
Within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
The power of God I am.
The power of God I am.
Within and without.
Within and
without. Within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
The presence of God I am.
The presence of God I am.
Within and without.
Within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
And so it is. So my beloveds, as we come to the end of our 10 at 10, I wish you very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Rev. Ng Sunday Soul Connection.
Thank you.
Thank you.